know that we go to Toronto with first place on the line and probably the biggest game of the season up to this point, and against a very good team who's gotten some big results at home and on the road lately. Going to be a big challenge, but will be a big test for us. We'll see where we're at.
Red Bull gives you wings.
Match preview versus New York Red Bulls.
Hey, yeah, TFC pitch side match preview edition. I'm Dan Riccio at DanRiccio590. And of course, this is for the biggest match of the season to date. The New York Red Bull coming into town at BMO Field. First time they're here in 2016. And of course, there are plenty of questions to be answered about your Toronto FC as they head into this massive tie. 5 o'clock start at BMO on Sunday evening with the Red Bull, a match you can watch nationally in the U.S. on Fox Sports 1. Sebastian Giovinco, he's day-to-day. Tassane Ricketts out with a groin issue. He was seen limping off during the Chicago game last Saturday. And who will start in goal? These are the questions that need to be answered. Coach Greg Vanney has yet to decide his starting goalkeeper, though the odds-on favorite would probably be Alex Bono. The good news for TFC, only a loss would see them concede top spot of the Eastern Conference, at least to the Red Bull. Of course, New York City FC could also have a hand in that as well. This begins TFC's four-game homestand, and five of the last six matches come in TFC's home barn. That makes them the odds-on favorite to win the Eastern Conference and possibly make a run at the Supporters' Shield. They are just 5 points back of FC Dallas with a game in hand in that race. But as always with TFC, you just never want to count your chickens before they hatch. As we know, there's been plenty of disappointment with this franchise in years past. You hope, for the most part, that that is behind them. Though if you look at the last three bad results they've had, Montreal, Houston, San Jose, probably all games they should have won. And if they had won those games, they'd be free and clear right now. But such is life in MLS. As for the Red Bulls, they washed away the grossness of their 2-2 draw with the DC United last weekend. I shouldn't say the DC United. In any case, I did. Red Bull grab a win on Thursday over Alianza in the CONCACAF Champions League. That means they will be somewhat on short rest, though they were able to get the 1-0 result with Bradley Wright Phillips sitting for all 90 minutes. Sasha Kljestan played just 28 and scored the lone goal. The Red Bulls, though, they have dropped 18 points. Yes, 18 points from leading positions this season in Major League Soccer, the most in the league. And they could easily be tops in the East if they could just hold down a lead. For my money, this is TFC's biggest contender for the East crown. Yeah, I may never believe in New York City FC. And it could be a preview of the Eastern Conference final. Like, listen, the road to MLS Cup runs through New York, I think. Whether it be the Red Bull or New York City FC, eventually, come playoff time, TFC's going to have to beat one of these sides. So this is certainly a big-time preview for what we could see in the postseason. Here is some good news, though. Red Bull have won just twice on the road all season long, but they have not lost a game since July 3rd. Not in Champions League, not in MLS play. This Red Bull team, pretty good. Right there with your Toronto FC. Let's head to the trainer's table. And as mentioned, Sebastian Giovinco remains day-to-day. Probably a game-time decision. TFC will check him out on Saturday as they do have the extra day of training. My guess is he features as a substitute, if anything at all. And we know what the Atomic Ant did as a substitute last year against the Red Bull in a big game. Tassane Ricketts is out with a groin injury, and Ashton Morgan, he remains out, as does Jay Chapman. The Red Bull, they lost Gideon Baugh and Connor Lade to season-long injuries, Both of them started in the Red Bulls' 3-0 win over TFC earlier this season. Actually, Gideon Baugh did not. While Ronald Zubar, I believe he started, he is nursing a hamstring injury. Don't know his status as of right now. Down at the Kia training grounds, I was not able to go to training today. Had quite a busy day. And it's been a busy week with the Jays on the West Coast and all my different duties here at Sportsnet 590 The Fan. But I did look through some of the training audio for you, and most of which I thought Jozy Altidore had the most interesting of the post-training notes to come by. Look, we know Jozy now. I've been telling you for this whole season. Jozy is a major key to Toronto FC being playoff contenders and being MLS Cup contenders. I've never wavered from that. Problem has only been health with Jozy. TFC is at their peak when he and Giovinco are both healthy and clicking. It's happened very little, but that is when TFC are at their best. Now, I've kind of joked about it, and I know it's been asked a lot around the U.S. men's national team circles and Toronto FC circles, but is this the best form Jozy Altidore has had of his career? I don't think I've ever said that. If I had, I probably didn't mean to. But it certainly, for me, has been the best form he has been on with Toronto FC. Yet again, though, he was asked at training if this is the top form of his career.
I scored almost 40 goals one year. I think that was pretty good.
pretty good. That's what Jozy Altidore is. TFC need him to stay healthy. And yes, he has had some incredible seasons. He's had some bad years in the Premier League, but he's also had some incredible seasons of football. As for the upcoming opponent, Jozy, big fan of the New York Red Bull.
For me, Red Bull is a good team. I've always thought they play a good brand of soccer in terms of they have an identity, which I don't think a lot of teams have in our league. And I think they try to play the same way each week, and that's a testament to them and what they're doing over there, to Jesse and all the players down there. So it won't be an easy game by any means. It'll be a tough test for us, and hopefully we're ready for it.
Jozy didn't say anything earth-shattering there. We know the New York Red Bull are a good team. We know TFC have had some success against them. They've had some bad games against them, but they've also had some success against the New York Red Bull. Speaking of which, this season, the two clubs have split the first two meetings in the season series. TFC won the opener at Red Bull Arena 2-0 on goals from Sebastian Giovinco and Marky Delgado. But New York got their revenge with a 3-0 smashing of TFC, and it was all BWP.
Here's Question. His service. Hey, go! Bradley White Phillips! The captain sends Question on his path. Jesse Marsh on the sideline, waving the line up. Played ahead. White Phillips latches on to this. Bradley White Phillips, he'll take on the defender. Question's corner. Deflects. Brought down. Felipe thought about giving it a go. Out wide. Grella. Right. Phillips. Hat trick. 27 minutes into the match. He's got three.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, that did escalate quickly, Ron Burgundy. 27 minutes, that's all BWT need. 27 minutes, that's all BWP needed to get the hat trick against Toronto FC. Sebastian Giovinco got injured in that game. Gonzalo Verón was sent off just before halftime. Felt like he needed an early shower. And TFC really couldn't muster much of an attack. And when they did, they didn't have anybody to finish those chances. Will Johnson scored a penalty but had to retake it. Then it was stopped by Robles. This loss, this 3-0 loss to the Red Bull this season, It's the only multi-goal defeat TFC have had in MLS play. The only multi-goal defeat TFC has had in Major League Soccer this season. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. How about the last time these two met at BMO Field? It was really one of the most historic nights in Toronto sports history. Down the road at Rogers Center, Jose Bautista flipping bats and Jays advancing to the ALCS. Down by the lake, TFC clinching their first ever playoff berth. The circumstances, though, were really astounding. TFC up 1-0 on the Red Bulls in the second half. Sebastian Giovinco did not start. He just returned, got off a plane after he was playing with the Italian national team, the Azzurri. Got off a plane, helped them qualify for the European Championships, which he was later not chosen to play in. But he gets off the plane on a Wednesday evening, late afternoon, heads straight to BMO Field, insists to Greg Vanney, "Put me in, coach." He enters the pitch in the 71st minute for Hercules Gomez, the man who had scored TFC's first on that night. And in the 78th, Giovinco brought the entire stadium to its feet with the biggest and best goal in TFC's history.
Osorio. Giovinco inevitably ahead of him. An air of expectation. Giovinco. Still Giovinco. Oh, Giovinco. Oh, my God. That is absolutely exceptional. What can you say about Sebastian Giovinco? He's probably scored the goal. It takes Toronto FC to the promised land of the playoffs. It's 2-0. It's Giovinco again.
MLS goal of the year.
What a goal that was. An absolute stunner from Sebastian Giovinco, and it will live in TFC memory forever. From what I remember from watching this goal from the press box, really in disbelief, and I know you're told don't cheer in the press box, and I normally don't, but by God, I was appreciating this goal. The sheer brilliance of it. I mean, I've grown up watching football my whole life. Sunday mornings with my pops, watching Serie A, watching Del Piero and Baggio do crazy things. Never really got a chance to see anything like that in real life. And Giovinco just leaving defender by defender in his wake. Slaloming, turning, my mouth, it just dropped further and further as the play continued. My arms slowly raising. He finishes it off with a perfect finish on his weak foot, no less, to the far post beyond the reach of one of MLS's top goalkeepers in Luis Robles. The moment, the brilliance, the roar of the crowd. I really just sat in my chair in disbelief at what I had just seen. It was, without a doubt, quite simply, the greatest sporting moment I had seen live in person. I'm not sure what comes close. Maybe if I had been down at Rogers Center that night for that seventh inning, for that Jose Bautista bat flip, maybe. But for anyone at BMO Field that night, I would imagine it is one of the highlights of their sport-watching lives. I don't see how it can't be. Did you know TFC have had one penalty given in each of the first two games against the Red Bull this season? New York, they've actually just scored one penalty goal this season.
Major key alert.
Thank you, Mr. DJ Khaled. Yeah, it is a big game against these Red Bull. Sunday night, 5 o'clock, TFC and New York. And key number one for TFC, given the injuries, Start Josie alone up top. With Sebastian Giovinco day-to-day, probably not starting, probably not fit to play all 90 minutes. The time is now to lean on Josie Altidore. To say Ricketts isn't going to play, Jordan Hamilton, he could put in a good shift, but I'm not sure I want him and Josie starting up top together. Not just yet, anyways. This is a game that the Reds do not have to win. Let's face it. They don't. But they can ill afford to lose it. Keep the ball in New York's court. They want tops in the East. They have to be the aggressors in this game. Sure, a win would put the Red Bull comfortably in the rearview mirror for TFC, but even a draw keeps the Reds 2 points clear, at least to the Red Bull. Smart setup would be a defense-first mentality. Don't let the Red Bull beat you on counterattacks. Fill up the midfield and count on Josie to do some tough work as the lone striker. So that's key number one. Key number two, start Alex Bono. I mentioned last week the TFC should start Clint Irwin against Chicago. And since they didn't, that means they should ride their young keeper at this point. I have the utmost confidence in Irwin. But I'd be wary of throwing him into a massive match like this. Cold. There will be time to get Irwin back to full speed. There's still 5 games to go after this one. But this game, against this Red Bulls team, I think this is... I wouldn't want to put in a cold goalie against these guys. Save it for Philly. Save it for Orlando. Not this New York Red Bull team. And number three, defend question, defend set pieces. The focus is always on Bradley Wright Phillips and his league-leading 18 goals. Everybody knows that, but really, the Red Bull, they go as Sasha Kljestan goes. I mean, he leads MLS with 15 assists. 2 of those came in the 3-0 win over TFC earlier this year. And he's one of the premier playmakers in the league, without a doubt. Maybe the top playmaker in Major League Soccer. He could kill teams with through balls, set pieces. That means for TFC, you got to avoid fouls in dangerous areas. That's going to be huge. And if you can stop Kljestan, you ultimately limit the service to Bradley Wright Phillips. The two go hand in hand. It will be massively helpful. And I mean helpful. And I know some of you don't agree with me, but having Michael Bradley in for a game like this, and you could possibly have him marking Sasha Kljestan, well, that's something that you didn't have last time around, and it's something that will help in this game. Couple of match notes for you. This game did have a time change, so be sure that you realize it is a 5 o'clock start at BMO Field, and of course it is on Fox Sports 1 in the U.S. Tej tweets in how he thinks TFC will line up. Thinks it's Irwin in goal in a 4-5-1. Moro Moore, Haglund, Betashore as the back line. Osorio, Johnson, Bradley, Sheru, Cooper, and Altidore up top. I don't have any problems. I think Delgado probably starts instead of Sheru. But other than that, I think it's a pretty good 11. And not sure Haglund starts. I do like Nick Haglund, but I'm not... I think TFC is best with Eric Zavaleta in their lineup and Drew Moore. Mainly because Zavaleta can really defend in one-on-one situations. Haglund, he's good with that with physical strikers. We've seen him in those situations. But if you notice, Vanny doesn't often start Haglund in games where they're not playing a 3-5-2. So keep that in mind. Poppy Chulos is a snake. I don't know why your name is that, but he hopes to play anyone but Mo Babouli. And I would agree with that. I don't think Mo is playing. Yes, I still think Mo can have a positive effect on this team. Maybe not this year, but in the future. But yeah, he missed his opportunity to get that done in this season. There is one thing I did forget to mention. TFC can clinch a playoff berth with a win over the Red Bull this weekend.
I couldn't believe it.
No, you should believe it. You should absolutely believe it. But really, the main reason I did not mention it is because it's not really of importance. I think we knew from the start of the year that that TFC were going to make the playoffs, but just a playoff berth is not acceptable for this team. At this point, really, given the schedule, given that you're right now tops in the East with a game in hand on your two closest chasing teams, and you have five of your last six games at home, it'd be a downright failure to not at least finish in one of those top two spots. Plain and simple. I mean, 12 points out of these final 18 is not out of the question, and that would have TFC on 58 for the season. And that is a number that I don't think it gets them the supporter shield, but it gets them a top two spot in the East. Might need a little bit more to win the East. I'm Dan Riccio. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you down at BMO Field Sunday night, 5 o'clock. Biggest game of the year. And of course, Thomas Michalakos and I will be back on Monday to recap everything that happened between TFC and the Red Bull. I want to give a big shout out to my better half. She stuck with me through this match preview. For some unknown reason, I'm here at 10 o'clock on Friday night doing this just for you guys. Don't you open up that window. So we'll see you Sunday at BMO Field. Don't you let out that antidote. Talk to you then. So don't you open up that window. Don't you let out the antidote. Yeah, party on a Sunday. Do it all again on Monday. Spend the check on a weekend. I might do it all again. Let's watch you.